able to express ourselves. We elevate singing above many other activities, often endowing it with an almost religious significance, and believe that both in singing and in listening to others sing, we can experience something transcendent. So we mythologize and romanticize singing and singers, seeming to hold it up as a skill both more difficult and rarer than it actually is. Talent show auditions reveal that in fact quite a lot of people can sing. It's not as unique as we tend to assume. This elevation of singing is a romantic notion and can be flattering if you happen to be a singer, yet also strangely reductive. When we regard singing as an instinctive and wholly emotional act, we narrow down our understanding of what it is and what singers are. If we think of it as simply a primal outpouring of feeling, then we miss the elements of conscious control and decision-making that go into singing, and which can make the difference between boring singing and interesting singing. I don't mean to deny the emotional aspect, but what I do often find myself pointing out is, there's more thinking in singing than you might think. These are the thoughts that have led me to write this book. It's not intended to be part two of my memoir, Bedsit Disco Queen, in which I described much of my career.